This week's parsha, parsha's Vayetze. The Torah says, "Vayivka b'mokom, v'yolin shom kivah Hashemesh, v'kach v'yavne amokom, v'yasim rashoso v'yishka b'mokom mahu." So Rashi explains, "Vayivka b'mokom." Lo hiskir akosuv be'ez amokom el mokom haniskar b'mokom acher hu hara moriah. Right, so it's referring to the Mokom HaMikdash, right? And we know Chazal tell us that really Yaakov passed it by, and then he was upset. How could I pass it by and not take advantage? And then he came back, and then he had Tfitzas HaDerech, and he came back to the Mokom. But it's interesting that the Medrash Rabbah says an interesting point on page 6. Vayivka b'mokom refuda b'shem Rav Ami omar b'nei ma mechanan shmol shal Kadosh Baruch Hu v'korim also mokom. Why do we call Hashem mokom? Like we say mokom yenachem eschem, or you know, baruch mokom baruch Hu. You know, mokom we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So why is that? So we said, Shehu Mekomo Shel Olam V'ein Olomo Mekomo, because he is the Mokom of the world, and the Olam is not his Mokom. In other words, he's transcends. Hu Mekomo, in other words, the world comes into him. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds his place in the world. No, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world finds its place in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the broader entity, and the world fits into him, not vice versa. But the Medrash is referring, Vayivka b'mokom, not only, with the Rashi saying the Pashup Shad Mokom means the Mokom HaMikdash, the Medrash is saying Mokom means the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayivka b'mokom. So there is an idea that's developed by the Sefer Tiferet Shlomo, that's the Shlomo HaKohen of Radomsk, and it's an idea that's in many of the Hasidic Sfarim, where Shlomo HaKohen of Radomsk is quoted as having an ongoing theme in different places of the Sefer. And we know by Yivka Mamokam ain't Pagia El Tfila, right? Chazal tell us that it was davening Meir. So, the idea that he wants to develop is that the highest level of tefillah is davening for the Kavod HaShechina. Because obviously, a person when he davens, you know, he has his needs in life. Everyone has their needs. Physical needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs. Everyone has things that they want. But the higher level is to daven so you could bring kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam should be apparent in this world. Now, it could be your needs could work that way as well, because you want to be able to fulfill your needs, that you should be healthy, so you should be able to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring Kavod HaShechina. But the ultimate is not, I want to be well, so I should be well, or, you know, for myself. But the higher level is to think of it always in terms of to be a conduit to the Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he has a shtickle remez, the Tiferet Shlomo. We know there's a din of pigel, right? In Parshas Kedoshim. He says, "B'chu zevach shlomim Hashem l'tzolchem tisbachu." So, what does pigel mean? You shech the korban, you do an avoda the korban with kavana, to eat the korban either chutz l'makomo or chutz l'zmano. In other words, a certain korban is supposed to be eaten in a certain location. So he says like this: chutz l'zmano, Rashi says, is really not this pasuk, because we have a pasuk like that. So there are two types of ideas. There's chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkomo. So, like the Archaim HaKadosh writes here, if it's chutz l'zmano, that's a chiyuv karis. More than, there's more chomer chutz l'zmano as opposed to chutz l'mkomo. So, the Mishnah says in Zvachim on page 11, what if you brought the karmel lechol kezayis mechutz and kezayis lemocher? Because first you had kavana chutz l'mkomo and then chutz l'zmano. So the Gemara says like this: Amar on page 12, on the fifth line, Amar Yehuda, Zaklal, imachsheves hazman kodmo l'machsheves hamokom, pigul chayovim lo karis. Right, as Rabbi Goldstein was pointing out, it's not the real pigul is the one that yichayv karis is the zmano, but it's still psul of chutz. But the real pigul is the one that you chayv karis, and that's chutz l'zmano. So if you had the kavanah chutz l'zmano, you can eat a korban. It's only supposed to be eaten for 2 days. You want to eat it on the third day. So it's possible you chayv karis, and then you have in mind also you want to eat it in a outside of Yerushalayim or outside the mikdash, whether depending upon what korban is. So machsheves hamokom kadmo l'machsheves hazman. So mechsheves hazman chadma lemechsheves hamokom. That's the ikar pigul. Is the mechsheves hazman. So if the mechsheves hazman is chadma mechsheves hamokom, then it's pigul. But if the mechsheves hamokom, you want to have it to eat it outside the proper mokom, and you have that kavana before you did the. So you already have a psul before the psul of the machsheves hazman, so it's possible beibul karis, because karis the ikar pigul is the it's chutz l'zmano. So the machsheves hazman has to come first. So he says like this, the Ferish Loimah. Perish Rashi Pigiyas Utfila, page 13. Yivur Mishenakti Mishnah Mivur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, machsheves hamokom, which literally means the machshevet he have it chutz l'mkomo, is kodmo l'machsheves hazman. You know, chayv karis, because the karis is on the zman, and then you had another machshevet before that. The machsheves hazman kodmo l'machsheves hamokom pigul chayav. Sheyesh l'rameis medivreim. Kinei adam tzorch l'spalu ba'omdol v'nei Hashem yeda ki chol tzorchei chamudei tevel v'inyanei hazman einam ikori b'kol chatfila. Okay, a hechrek reveal is that tzorach haparnos of abrius im kol ze ein zay ikar. Achzos ha'odim sheiskavim ikar tfiloso sheiskadu liskadu shemei rabba. The ikar is to bring kavod of Hashem. Achaka chol yisod an emma ze yispal gam kein al tzorach ha'atzmo binyonei holom ze. And then you also have in mind your own things. Okay. So he says like this. Al derech, bottom paragraph. Remez Rabbi Yehuda, Mechsheves Hamokom Kodmel Mechshev Hazan. I know Mechsheves Hamokom Baruch Hu. So he says Al Derech Hadrush. Mechsheves Hamokom literally means Mechsheves Kutz Mokom means Mechsheves Hamokom means if a person's Mechsheves in his davening is for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that he puts in front of machsheves his own kavana for his own tzarkei aguf, eidu chayev. He machsheves hazman kodem pigulhu v'chayev. There was, you always have to have the machsheves hamokum first. If the machsheves hamokum is first, so then it means that should always be your first kavana is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that means, and therefore, you're not chayev, of course, meaning that's a good thing, even though technically it's also not aver. But machsheves hazman kodem, so then that means you have your own kavana for your own things of the time, whatever your needs of the time are. Yeah, you put that first before the machsheves hamakom, then that's pigul, that's treif, that's a treif thing. And in davening, that's the improper davening. So vayivka b'makom means when you daven, the first thing you should have in mind is what can I do to help the kavod hashchina. Vayivka b'makom, makom meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what you learn out. Because what does he daven for later? First is vayivka b'makom. Then he says nosam li lechem lechol ubegin lilbosh. But first vayivka b'makom. And also he quotes the Medrash that says that he also daven for the Binyan HaBayis. The Pasuk says Eizah Beis HaLokim Zeshara Shemaim. He quotes a medrash that he also davened in Binyan HaBayis. But by Yivka B'Mokom, the first thing of the tefillah is for the Kavod Hashchina. For the Kavod Hashchina. And then he says that the Biurei Chassidus, he quotes from other places that he has this idea that Tiferes Shlomo, page 17. But we say he writes in his Zemiras and. On Shabbos, v'nehei chola dechsifin lemech zeizer ziv dezer ampin. Hatzadikim hinei ksiv on page 17. Hei chol Hashem, hatzadikim holchim tamid v'machshivosom lios omen u'metzape al gadlus habore. In other words, v'nehei chol dechsif lemech zeizer ampin. Zer ampin is the ribon shalom. So that's what he says. The bottom paragraph. Hey, matzadikim baruch hu. And he has other. Ideas as well on page 22. He says, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, Ana Rashi Tevis El Yon Nodav Aviyu, Shavodas Avdu Shalhem Hayab Derech Zerach Amur Kvodom, Bekorvosam Lashnei Hashem. So El Yon Nodav Aviyu, okay, they went too far. It was too much. But the Ana is those people who only cared about the Dveikus Hashem. It has to be done in a tempered manner. But, and that's what he says, by the lula, you pick up the lula, you care about Kavod Hashem, and that's Vayivka B'Mokom. So, of course, you know, who's on that Madrega that can only think about the Ribono Shel Olam? So, obviously, we're human beings. We think about ourselves also, but at least we should have some direction in our, that, you know, whatever we do in life should bring Kavod Hashchina, like Rabbi Goldberg said. So that's and that's always Vayifra B'Mokom. The first thing in tefillah is Mokom, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mokom B'Shalom. And he has another place that he says in the Parshas Pinchas. A fascinating pshat in Parshas Pinchas. By the B'nos Slofchon on page 23. It says, Vayakre, so B'nos Slofchon had a taina, you know, why we're not going to get a chelek, right? We're not going to get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So what's going to happen? Right? And it says, Vayakar Moshe is Mushrapotam Lufnei Hashem. So Moshe brought their case to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Leimer, Kein Menos Tolcha Dovros. They're right. They have a good claim. Right? So the Sefer Shlomo says an unbelievable shot. He said, why were the Benos Chofach, you know, interested in a Chalik in Eretz Yisrael? He says, Yezir Dachting. What's Chaynir Kvar Nodok? Yichol Sheil Osa Odom Tzorach HaMez Hashem. Lo Nochon Lispal Al Tzorach HaAtzmo Binyon El Norak L'chanim Mehem Yosvim Kovit Shemayim. Chol Drach HaDeyu. So the question is, when they were so he says, when you're davening Shemon Esrei, everything you daven, you should always think, I want the refuah so I can bring Kovet Hashem. I want Birkas Hashem. I want Parnasa so I can be able to, you know, buy a nice mezuzah, buy a nice tefillin. So I can, you know, if that's that should be the mindset. So sometimes we fall short of that. But if you're connected with a tzaddik, so sometimes the tzaddik can be your representative to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, meaning you said it, you weren't fully, and he'll like matik it to say, okay, even though maybe that wasn't his kavana. But you know, think Ribbono, he says Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you'll give him a refuah, it'll be Marbar Kvod Shemayim. In other words, that should be your kavana. But sometimes you need the tzaddik to give it, put on that spin on the tefillah. Okay, he wasn't maybe thinking that fully, but it's true nonetheless. You know, like the pasuk says, Lo Hamesi Mihaluka, or the pasuk in Tehillim, you know. Discusses these psukim, that what Toelz is going to be if I'm not alive, I'm not going to be able to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. So sometimes, so really you should do it, but sometimes the tzaddik needs to put the spin on it for you. So he says on page 26 of the second paragraph, he's saying inyan k'shebo b'no slovchon l'tbo nachla b'no slovchon wanted nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu made sure to put a spin on it that they wanted, not just because of the Kavod Hashchina. So that's what it means, Vayakre Moshe Mishpatam Lufnei Hashem. Like he was there, he was their Melech Yosher. He was their representative to say they wanted, and it also will be Kavod Hashchina. So you know what Hashem says back? Kei Benos Tocha Dovros. Because I know Ribbono Shel Olam says that's their kavana. You don't even have to put the spin on. The spin was there even by themselves. Ribbono Shel Olam says I know their sincerity, that it was not just for themselves. Kebenov Slocha Dovros means that Vayikre Moshe Es Mishpatam, that Moshe put a spin on. Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't need to be Malabit Chus for them, because they are, I know, I could see their own sincerity that it was Laman Kovod Hashchina. That's what it is. Kein Benos Slovcha Dovros. You don't need to Vayakrev Moshe's Mishpatam. Kederach HaMokam Hatzdik L'Karev Yisrael Zer Hishim L'Okam Shmokam Kein Benos Slovcha Dovros Eichot Tzorech Olam Tikru L'Hatzakim Divrei Mekavanosam Kein Benos Slovcha Dovros V'tchi L'Rak L'Rotzot Hashem Yisbarach. But that's the and he has other different places where he has this, you know, the Bnei Havchala Dichsifin and Nagilim B'Sprecha Mishua Sechi, other places that he says this, he says also on page 21, that's why it's called Hoshana Rabbah. Aderach She'amru Amin Heshme Rabbah. Kikol Hashem Nagi Yiras Hashem Bavav Asurich Asur Iker Magmashim Tfilos Rakavok Kvor Habori Sparah. that everything should be Yeheshmei Rabba, that there should be the Kavod HaShechina. So as I said, obviously a human being is not on that madrega unless he's a tremendous tzaddik, that he's only thinking about that, because we're human. We think about ourselves. There's nothing wrong. But at least we should put that spin on it, that, you know, that when it's for ourselves, but we could be conduits for Kavod HaShechina as well. So the highest madrega is that's all we're thinking about. Okay, but that's maybe not what we could attain right away, or at least try to attain. But to realize that the world is the opportunity of bringing Kavod HaShechina, and our personal needs in Shmoneh Esrei, as the Tiferet Shlomo says, are all, like the Rambam says, if you have problems in life, you can't. It's hard to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even Chazal say Anius, is a person is poor, it also is. It can bring that he's not going to properly worship Hashem. We don't say you have to be a super wealthy person, but it's not good to be poor either. You need to have your needs in a modest fashion. But if you don't know where to, you know, you don't have a parnassa for your basic needs, so that's also is going to be a problem. But the thing, you know, it's not that you, but it's only with kavana, because I need. Basic needs to be taken care of in a modest way. So this way I could sit and learn without worrying. I could daven without worrying. But it's also ultimately vayifka b'mokum for the kavod hashchina. That comes before v'tei v'achem lechol beged lulbosh. Yeah, the beged lulbosh will be the kavod hashchina. But first you have to have in mind that everything I want is to be able to bring kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's why the pasuk begins of tefillah of Avraham Avinu Vayivka b'Mokom, and Mokom is Hakadosh Baruch Hu who b'koyim shaloylam, who b'koyim shaloylam, and that all b'koyim, and that's and then we could get close to the Shechina, the malas tefillah l'man kvod Hashechina. The person has to realize that Kavod HaShechina is, and then there's no. You see, there could always be a kitrug with your tefillah. What right? Who says you're right, Lekach? But if it's Kavod HaShechina, there's no kitrug. That's what the Svarim say. There's no kitrug, because I've out of everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no one can have a kitrug of that. So that's the ultimate of the Vayivka B'Mokom. It's the Malas HaTefillah. The man for Hashchina, and that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam said back to Moshe Rabbeinu. I know these women were sincere. Came b'nos lof chadov. You're putting on the spin, but even without your spin, that was their kavana. You don't have to represent to them. That was their kavana for Kavod Hashchina. And so even if it's not our kavana, hopefully we get a spin for that kavana, or at least part of our tefillah should at least be with that measure of kavana and Bez Hashem. There shouldn't be any mikatrugim, and if you're able to have all the physical needs we have in this world, so there shouldn't be any medios for us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam b'toch hachavos hadas b'simchas hachayim.